Hey everybody, it's time for the Crab Diving Podcast yet again.
It's that time again. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And downloading us.
Sharing us and talking about us. And
Loop Nye. You know what that means? Go fuck yourself.
That means go fuck yourself.
It says in African. So I was looking at that youswear.com thing you posted on our Crab Diving Facebook page.
Oh, that's right. If you go to Facebook / crab diving, you can see our page there. We put up some content, and one was a link to, I think it's basically how to say fuck you or go fuck yourself, or various variations of fuck
this,
in all different languages. Like
this Albanian phrase is one of my favorites so far. Ta kifsha fefer dakan e nones. May I fuck your mother? It's so polite. May I?
Sounds like you're asking for the mayonnaise.
And then te kweefsha pid hin is to fuck your pussy. Also in Albanian.
Oh.
I'm in the A's.
The Albanians have a few listings.
There's a lot of stuff about fucking people's moms in here.
Yeah, check out. If you haven't checked out our Facebook page... We're trolling for likes, so go check it. Check it out and like our page. We've got a lot of pictures that we put up. We have captions.
Futun jits lop tele. You know what that means? Fuck your milk.
Wow.
Fuck your milk in Armenian? Aromenian? Must be Armenian. I don't know.
Fuck your milk.
Fuck your milk. That guy was so mad.
Wait, listen. If you can hear that in the background, Kate is outside. We've got the door closed to the office here where the crab diving studios are. Kate's in the kitchen barking at her food.
Ergo mock hawk. Fuck your brain / mind. Isn't that ridiculous? Oh my God, she's barking at nothing. She's barking at her food. She thinks she's killing her food.
She's
it's a prey.
Lunatic. The dog is crazy. She's out of her mind. My mom raised her, so
yeah.
How could she not be crazy?
Oh, my God. Oh, you were talking about those caption contests?
Yeah.
Were you going to mention that one you found of the two older ladies and the one dude? One old lady's puking up beer in a trash can?
One of the latest
can?
Ones that was really popular. It's a scene. It looks like it's in a Motel 6 room or something like that. And
it looks like you had a good caption for that picture. You said Thelma and Louise 25 years in the future or something.
Yeah, the picture is it's two old women.
Yeah.
One is grabbing a drink off of the dresser, which has a bunch of like cheap beer.
A
and
very
cheap shit.
Complete set of liquor. I mean, there's so many bottles.
Then there's a guy who's facing the camera who's dressed like from the 70s.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. He's got a weird hairdo and stuff like that. And he's kind of a younger guy. I don't know, 30s, 40s. And he's got a drink in his hand and he looks pissed. He's staring at the camera.
Yeah.
But then in the background, sitting on the bed with a waste paper basket between her legs and a beer in her hand is an old granny yakking. It's like they caught her midstream as she's vomiting.
Oh my God. If Courtney Love makes it past 50, that's what. That's what we'll see, maybe.
I think it's already been seen.
Yeah.
A lot of times. What else is going on?
Well, I went to a party last night. It was nice. I went to a civilized party. It wasn't just like at
no
a bar.
Comics?
No. Well, a few comics.
No.
A few comics. But not a lot. You know, it was like a bunch of civilized people. It wasn't a bunch of people raging at a bar and like
actors or
I don't know. A smattering of creative folks, I guess. But
industry.
It was fun.
Industry folk.
Yeah. I wore a sports jacket. I haven't worn one of those in a long time. Yeah. It's the one I bought in, I think it was 1995, when my ex-wife's grandmother passed away. I had to go get a suit.
You're going to funeral.
Yeah,
jacket.
I got. You know where I went? I went to the Salvation Army and got a really nice gray suit, and they had it altered. It's fine.
Out here, I heard, you know, if you want to get a great suit, you should go to Out of the Closet in Beverly Hills or Goodwill near Beverly Hills or whatever. You know, I know they, I think they redistribute that stuff when you donate.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you probably.
Just get it cleaned and tailored. It's cheaper than buying a new suit. Why do we always, it fascinates me that today people will buy new furniture. There is so much shit on Craigslist. Oh, they'll get skeeved out, man.
Yeah. You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you...
I got all this shit on Craigslist.
You pick up some of the same diseases on several different sections of Craigslist.
It's on laminate. You just squirt it off. Just wipe down the hepatitis.
Well, bed bugs now is kind
of... Oh, yeah. Well, you don't get anything that's material. Like, you know... Well, I mean, you only get like tables
and a really comfortable bamboo couch. Yeah.
No, you get like bookshelves and coffee tables. Oh, and that kind stuff of like, yeah, stuff like that. But it's crazy. Like, why would you go to IKEA and spend $1 billion on a bookshelf and you get one for like $10? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't really spend $1 billion on it, but you know what I mean. I was on my way to this party and I was walking
in your new car.
Oh, I got a new car. Yep.
Which is a 1992. 92.
It's great. The 1992 Camry. You have to do a slight hand modification to open the door. But I don't give a shit. The radio works. It was $100.
It's like an extra security measure, because if you don't know the secret trick to get into the
you can't
door
get
handle,
in that car.
In.
Like having... I don't know the secret trick yet. You got to pull on it a weird way. Very strange. Yeah, but I drove there. It's nice. I didn't take the bus. Oh. I didn't realize how tired I was of taking the bus everywhere until I didn't take the bus yesterday. I mean, it's always something. It's always something.
Until you don't have to sit next to somebody smelling like hepatitis on the bus.
Oh, my
car.
God. Well, you know what it is? I always get pissed off because you get on the bus and there's those seats right when you walk in. And if an older person gets in or someone in a wheelchair, no matter what, you're supposed to move and give up your seat. Or those seats are supposed to flip up so the guy can put his wheelchair in there.
Right.
But these young kids on the fucking bus, they never get up. They won't get up. I want some money.
They won't get up for you?
Shut up. Yeah. They won't. Yeah. No, but
just these days, goddammit.
Yeah, they didn't give me a seat. I saw this pregnant woman come in, and she had all these bags with her and shit. She had another kid. This guy's sitting there playing his fucking iPhone, listening to whatever, probably listening to the Crab Diving podcast on iTunes. But fuck him, man. I mean, he should have got out. That's why I can't ride the bus, though, because I shit like that just pisses me off. And wherever I get to where I'm going, I'm in a horrible mood.
And depending on the bus ride, too.
Oh,
when I took that one out.
What time of night?
West, that went right by Santa Monica College. You get all the college people getting on.
Yeah, that's not so bad. I took one the other night. I was coming from the Downtown Comedy Club in downtown Los Angeles. I took the 3rd Street bus from there.
What time
here.
Was this?
1:45 a.m.
Ooh.
It was horrible. Wow. It really was terrifying. And everybody on that bus had some kind of bullshit going on. Like some kind of crazy fucking drama. It was like everybody talking into like a burner phone or one of those disposable track phones or something. They're like, I'm on the 3rd bus, you know? Tell him I'm going to rendezvous with him in 45 minutes. You're like, oh, rendezvous. He's got a cat in a suitcase, you know. I mean, it's always bullshit. But I was walking through the neighborhood on the way to this party, and I don't know what happened, but there's a tree around there that bloomed or something, and a breeze was blowing through, and I could smell the blooms, and it's one of those trees that smells like jizz. You know what I'm talking about?
What the fuck neighborhood were you
in? No, we had them in Venice as well. Yeah.
In Chatsworth?
Yeah, it was in Chatsworth. Oh, God. I used to have
it's
a good
joke. Cumberry tree.
It's the cumberry tree. Yeah, but yeah, they smell like jizz. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know, it's like, you know the cat piss trees? You walk by those trees, they smell like cat piss. This is similar. These trees totally smell like... They smell like cum, man. They smell like a pile of socks.
I'm sure it's a tree. There wasn't a party going on behind the tree.
Yeah. I mean, but it made me sad for the people who live. All these beautiful, expensive apartments. And it made me sad for the people that rent them, because there is no way you can just sit there with your door open or your screen door open and the breeze blowing through. I swear to Christ, it smells like semen. It's like around Martell and 3rd. If you walk around there on a warm, breezy night, all the trees smell like jizz.
But then, you know, you could jerk off on yourself and not have to clean it up.
Oh, yeah, because it would just bleed.
Just mask the smell.
So fucking gross! Oh,
is that hair gel?
Yeah. We saw something about Mary at the theater together. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's actually probably some of the hardest I've ever laughed in a theater was that joke. That the, one joke.
Yeah.
How sad.
It was funny. That's, you know.
Another one was, oh, God, not American. Eurotrip.
Oh, my God. That kid doing the Hitler walk. Hitler
walk in the background. My God. Yeah, that's Euro one of the biggest laughs.
Eurotrip was good in that. Yeah, that's a great movie.
It is a fun movie.
What's that hot chick's name that's in that? Michelle Trachtenberg.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Oh, my God. We got to get her on the show. How do we do that?
I believe we have Michelle Trachtenberg on
besthotgirlspicks.com.
Besthotgirlspicks.com, leaving out the pink and brown parts.
That's right. You won't find any pink and you won't find any brown.
Currently on besthotgirlspicks.com, we're doing really well for the term upskirt picks.
Upskirt picks.
So if you get a chance. I'm just looking at my copy here.
So when you search Google and you put it in the search bar and you just type the word upskirt and then space pics, where do we show up on the search page?
Right now we're showing up 9th or 10th.
Oh, my
like
God.
That.
That's awesome. Are we also scoring for panty flash? panty slip?
I believe we are. The term is panties.
What do we got to do to get on the board for Camel Toe? Camel slash toe. Is that a hard one?
We'll send that through to committee.
Okay. Great.
So go to besthotgirlspicks.com.
Leave it out the pink and brown.
This posting that is featured on today's broadcast, I just opened. Bianca Beauchamp.
Yeah.
Photo redhead boobs, booty makes squirt.
Booty makes squirt.
Is the title of this one. And this is, she's in kind of like a string bikini kind of deal, turned away, redhead, big giant tits.
She's curvy. Would you consider her curvy?
I would consider her curvy.
Yeah, she's one of the more curvy girls on besthotgirlspicks.com.
Not fat.
No, not at all.
Curvy.
Yeah.
But not, there are also some, you know, some of the emaciated chicks
on
besthotgirlspicks.com.
Not really. Do you think so?
Yeah, we should.
They're all healthy.
We should have a I need a sandwich tag.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate. Kate just walked in. Okay, so go look for Bianca Beauchamp on besthotgirlspicks. You guys can read along with this one.
Da-da-da. Big breath.
This Bianca Beauchamp photo of redhead boobs and booty makes a squirt upon the steep hill of sodden, soiled tube socks that is the Best Hot Girls Picks jackosphere.
Wow.
Methinks those rogue ridges were forged somewhere in the Valley of Chatsworth.
I meant to say rouge ridges. Did they say rogue?
R-O-U-G-E.
Oh, motherfucker. They're supposed to be rouge ridges. That's my fault. God damn it. I suck so bad. Okay, start over. Or start, pick up from wherever you want.
Rogue?
Rouge. They're red. Rouge. She's a redhead. Rouge ridges. Okay. Not rogue. What the fuck was I thinking?
Methinks.
Fuck me. I feel like I ruined it now. I'm so fucking. Go ahead.
Methinks.
Motherfucker.
Do you think Best Hot Girls Picks isn't going to pay for the spot?
Yeah. They're going to be like, hey.
We're going to get a call.
Not for nothing. That little fucking asshole wrote the copy wrong. Rogue ridges. What does that mean?
Methinks these rouge. Ridges were reforged?
Were forged. Oh, is that right? Oh, man, I suck.
Somewhere in the Valley of Chatsworth.
Yeah.
Real flowers, fake tits. That's how Wilmer Valderrama prefers them. This one's a disaster. Okay, right. Hold on.
It's my fault. It's bad writing all around.
We're going to start from the top.
Oh, my God.
This Bianca Beauchamp photo of redhead boobs and booty makes a squirt upon the steep hill of sodden, soiled tube socks that is the Best Hot Girls Picks jackosphere. Methinks those rouge ridges were forged somewhere in the Valley of Chatsworth. Real flowers, fake tits. That's how Wilmer Valderrama prefers them. Fuck. A guy could break his heart and a chip... and a chip a tooth on those silicone stone hard chest barnacles.
Fuck, it's chip a tooth. Could break his heart and chip a tooth. That's how it's supposed to read. I fucked that up.
A guy could break his heart and a chip a tooth.
And the chip a tooth.
It's the Italian version.
And the chip a tooth.
A guy could break his heart and the chip a his tooth on those silicone stone hard chest barnacles.
Hey.
BHGP deems this pick shaft jackable to the max and awards it 7.5 jizzle shots. If you're into Bianca, check out the rest of the big tits at our site.
That goes to our big tits tag.
So go check that out.
How do we score on the search term big tits?
That's a tough one.
We retire. That's if we score one. On big tits, we retire, correct? Jet? Do we get about, a jet?
No, I don't think we could say that, but we would probably get we'd probably sell a few fleshlights.
We would.
Great. So just go check out Best Hot Girls Picks when you get a chance. Also on Amazon, if you're going to buy something, people are actually buying shit on off of our Amazon, which is
really
cool.
Are they really?
So if you're going to buy something off of Amazon, go over there and click on the Amazon banner on crabdiving.com. buy
a dictionary.
Buy whatever you need.
Sorry, help you spell.
Yeah. We're gonna put out a crab diving wish list.
Buy a speak and spell. Send it to me. Apparently I need it.
So go check out that shit.
Oh my God.
You ready for stories?
Sure, man. What am I doing?
Here's one. We've got one from Tennessee.
Oh, God.
One of our favorite states that hates gay dogs.
Yeah, that place is horrible. Shut it down.
Which we talked about in the last podcast, the guy that there's a Tennessee guy who turned in their dog because it was humping another
dog. He brought it to
a
fucking animal shelter. He said, kill my dog. He's gay.
But the dog was rescued.
Fuck him. Do we have a name on him yet? We don't have his name. We can't read his name at crab diving.
Haven't found it yet.
I'm going to post that shit on our Facebook page as soon as we get that. Shame him.
Shame on him. This is a guy.
Send the drones.
From Tennessee, a man named, he's 52, a man named Walter Slonopas.
Oh, yeah. Slonopas.
S-L-O-N-O-P-A-S. Slonopas.
Slonopas.
He felt that he needed to resign from his job. He was a maintenance worker at a place called Contact Casting in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
He finally decided he had to leave because he got his W-2 form in the mail. And it was stamped with the number 666.
Oh, come on.
So he told the Tennessean newspaper, if you accept that number, you sell your soul to the devil.
We're fucked. We're really fucked. There's no way we're ever going to solve cancer or anything in this country, cure AIDS. We're not. I mean, that fucking idiot's walking the street. There's no way. Just brings down the collective IQ of our nation, and he votes.
It says that when he first joined the company,
fuck him.
He was given the number 666 for clocking in each day. He protested. They gave him a different number.
I want that one.
Then a few years later, the company changed its time clock system.
Oh, he got it again.
And again, he got the number 666. So this time, he saw it on his W-2 form.
And walked away.
And he's decided that that's it.
What an asshole.
He said it's clear to him that Contact Casting is up to devilish business.
Shit.
He says, God is worth more than money.
God, I bet he has a whole closet full of assault rifles, too.
Yeah, who do you think he voted for?
Oh, yeah. What
in
a
the
jerk
last
off.
Election.
God.
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
That's amazing.
I think he was a big Obama fan.
Yeah. I mean, so what? He quit? Does he have a family?
He quit his job.
What does he tell?
He's a maintenance worker. All I know is he's 52 years old.
He's going to get unemployment, too. I bet.
I think if he quits, he
you don't
can't.
Get it?
Yeah.
Man, that guy.
I would hope. Nice.
Excuse me?
So he was a maintenance worker.
Stupid guy. Real stupid.
So that is Walter.
Smarten up.
Walter Slonopas. I've got a quick.
Smarten up, Slonopas. Sorry.
I've got a quick public service announcement here for all the crab diving listeners. Maybe for all the date rapists out there or whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to get your chick good and drunk, good and fast, there was a study done. Again, good dollars being spent.
I got some friends that'll be interested in this.
To get them drunk faster.
Sure.
Mix alcohol with diet soft drinks instead of regular.
Who does that?
Because if you drink it with a sugary drink, it helps metabolize the alcohol more, so you get less drunk. Whereas if you mix it with something with some fake bullshit in it, you just get drunk.
Wow.
Drunker faster.
It's interesting. So the diet soda makes the girl look more attractive because there's less calories, and then makes me look more attractive because
she's getting drunker faster.
It's a double whammy, a double benefit.
A very important study that was done.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm going to go buy somebody a diet Shasta and Stoli.
Speaking of staying in shape.
Yeah.
A woman in New York.
Yes.
Was doing yoga.
Okay.
At Equinox's Pure Yoga, I believe in Manhattan. She was in what they say is called the corpse pose. Shavasana.
Shavasana.
Lying down with her eyes closed.
Oh, interesting.
Shavasana.
Laying down with your eyes closed, like sleeping?
You take a
fucking class for that.
The Family Guy corpse pose where your arm is bent and your leg is bent.
What a charlatan. He's like, everybody, we're going to do the corpse pose. Just lay down, shut your eyes. You're doing yoga.
So she was lying and probably getting in touch with her breathing and stuff. Meanwhile, a few feet away, somebody else was getting in touch.
Uh-oh. Cue the gunshots. Oh, my God.
She felt there was a presence next to her. She opened her eyes, and she found an employee from Pure Yoga, a maintenance associate, one of the maintenance workers, about 2 feet away masturbating.
An employee! Oh, that's Earl. He does it every day at the 2 o'clock class.
So she confronted him and said, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
he supposedly, according to the New York Post, the man quickly covered himself with a yoga blanket and ran out of the room.
But, I mean, why would he stop and run out of the room? He was just doing it in front of her?
Maybe he thought she was sleeping.
Oh,
Or maybe he thought...
What a horror scene.
He's some 19-year-old. He's 19.
Bright future in front of that guy.
He was immediately dismissed.
Oh, he got fired, did he? Oh, HR had to ponder that. They were like, he's jacking off on the guests.
Oh, no, I read this wrong. The supervisor dismissed the accusation.
What?
So he said he didn't believe her and said the man was a good employee.
He's good at some. Listen, how do you not believe somebody? Why would she make that up?
So she reported it to the police, and she's pissed off that the police aren't acting faster.
Fuck yeah.
And she's now hiring a private investigator to see if that maintenance worker has been involved in additional incidents.
Yes, okay, he has. He's been involved in some additional shit. If you're taking a yoga class, you got to have the expectation that if you shut your eyes and go into corpse pose, you're not going to wake up and somebody's not going to be shaft jacking it right in front of you.
Right. It's not going to smell like one of those semen trees in the room.
Big load of chi.
I don't think anything has come of it yet.
Come? Wow. Well, good for that guy for getting away with it. Jeez.
Because, quote, police said there's no evidence of a crime.
Oh, come on. Oh, God.
This one is a little disturbing.
Okay.
It's a story about people that were on TLC's Mind Strange Addiction show.
Oh, yeah. Like people addicted to like Nerf and stuff like that.
Right. These people, it's a couple name that state.
Florida.
Ding, 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 ding. Mike and Trina.
Mike and Trina.
Who have an unusual addiction.
Pine cones.
They're addicted to coffee.
I am too. I'm addicted to it. If I don't drink coffee, I feel like I'm at it's the end of the world.
They're addicted to coffee enemas.
Different. Much different.
Slightly different.
Oh, gross.
They say that between the couple, they have 100 coffee enemas a month.
Oh, so gross. God damn it.
Trina says, I love the way it makes me feel.
Oh, come on.
It gives me a sense of euphoria. What they do is they heat the enemas up. They heat the coffee on the stove. And then they each have these 32-ounce buckets.
Oh, God.
That have holes in the bottom of them with a hose, with a rubber hose. And they stuff the other end up their ass.
What are they going? Ehow.com? Figure this out. How did they fucking come up with this shit?
It looks like a homemade DIY thing.
Yeah, we'll post a link to
it. The whole enema procedure takes about 5 hours each day.
Oh my God.
Which they can do with ease because they both work from home.
Lovely.
They're so addicted that they refuse to travel or leave their house for long periods of time.
I tell you, for a split second, I'm like, maybe I should pour some coffee up my ass. I mean, I haven't felt euphoria in a long time.
According to this woman, according to counselheal.com, the story I'm reading, Trina said that she has once performed 9 or 10 enemas in a single day.
Good to the last drop.
She said that she had stomach problems, and she did research which led her to coffee enemas. and she did it, and she started to feel the benefit
of a coffee enema.
Right. He said that he first was disgusted, but then once she talked to him.
Yeah, of course he is.
Once she talked him into trying it, he became addicted.
God, she must, listen, hire her for the crab diving sales force, because you can sell somebody on pouring coffee down your asshole 5 hours a day. You've got some talent.
Mike says you got to be careful because he's got to make a quick transition from the floor to the toilet seat.
It's so bad. He's probably an expert. He probably is. He probably does a transition as a little pirouette in between.
He
says flare finish.
He explained it comes flying out like a torrent.
Like a torrent. Wow.
The couple said the most freaky part of the process is sticking in the hose.
Oh,
which
God.
Requires them to be very relaxed, which they do by listening to music or playing Sudoku.
What do they listen to?
I don't know.
Elder Barge.
Yeah. What's shoving tubes up your ass?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. How do you get somebody into that? The chick talked the dude into it, right?
I can't tell you.
You put up with stuff like that, because if a girl talks you into doing coffee enemas, in the back of your mind, you're like, well, if she can talk somebody in, I can talk her into a threesome. Maybe, if she's into this wild shit.
And like most couples, they like their coffee differently.
Yeah.
French press. Mike likes a saturated blend on the cold side.
Blah.
Whereas Trina enjoys a fine espresso grind.
God, what a bunch of elitists.
That's warmer and thicker.
An espresso grind? How do you know? God, all it is the fucking caffeine going into their bloodstream through their fucking colon, right?
Yes.
It's like why people shove cocaine up their asshole or alcohol or whatever. It gets a drunker fast because it goes right in your bloodstream.
Exactly. Yes.
That's why they're addicted to it. They're stupid. They got to stop. I mean, I guess. Could you imagine staying? Did they ever have company? Oh, shit. I mean,
they have people over.
Talk about a caption contest. I want a picture of that. The transition from the hose to the toilet.
There's a picture of the woman. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to the link or go to the post about this podcast, if that's not how you got this. There'll be a link to the story. And
yeah.
In the story, there's a picture of the woman. Probably, I think it's a screen capture from the TLC show with her bucket lying on the floor with a tube.
Nice.
She's got a towel over her, so you can't see what's going on, but the tube is going
makes
down.
You want to sign up for TLC all of a sudden. Tomorrow, kak rastat kuko logi sudam. That's fuck me in the ass with coffee.
Yeah.
In Siamese.
Stick the hose up my asshole.
Jesus.
This story was kind of all over the place. I saw on a bunch of different sites where I go to find my fucked up news. Mm-hmm. There was a woman was arrested,
mm-hmm.
a mom,
mm-hmm.
Kimberly Margeson is her name, and
I can't wait.
She went to visit her son,
okay,
who is in jail, and she tried to pass drugs to him.
How?
Through an open mouth kiss.
Oh God. How bad does this guy want to get high? And what mom would do this? That's why the kid's in jail.
Her son, William Partridge, was being held following a weapons arrest.
A gun charge.
This is on the smoking
Great.
Gun.
These are your gun nuts. These gun nuts, you know what these gun nuts are doing? They're fucking tongue kissing their mom for methamphetamine. That's who we're dealing with.
They were painkiller pills.
I bet they were. A lot of pain to kill there. Probably.
Two painkiller pills.
A couple of oxys, that's it? You're going to tongue your mom for a couple of oxys?
Apparently.
Jesus.
So mom is now in prison, in jail. She pled not guilty to the two charges.
How she figure that?
Her son remains in jail.
You know what she said? I guarantee you this was her defense. She's like, I was just... I was swallowing my two oxycotins, and I just left them in my mouth, and then I went to kiss my son goodbye, and I realized they still in there.
Surprisingly, this was in New York.
Oh, it was in New York?
Yeah, New York. New York
Shame
State.
Shame on me. Sorry.
Yates County, New York.
Wow.
The police report says that she put oxycodone pills into her mouth, brought them into the jail. When she visited her son, who's an inmate, she passed the oxycodone from her mouth to her son's mouth while kissing him.
Oh, you know, somebody in the jail was like, you know what you got to do? Just get your mama to tongue you some fucking Valium. We do it all the time. Yeah. They were just shitty at it. They were shitty at it. Can you imagine walking through the hall, your prison cell, and be like, oh my God, I just tongued my mom for drugs. That's the rock bottom. That's the bottom.
Yeah.
Right?
Good thing she didn't smuggle it in her vagina.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. That'd be a fun game to play with that guy. What would he eat out his mom for? Like,
oh God.
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a price.
How many oxycodone would have to be up there?
7.
What's behind door number 3?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Fred Flintstone vitamin.
We've got last story here. We got a couple minutes left. I believe, is Texas.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Send the drones.
This is Andrew Mendoza, 29. This is also from The Smoking Gun. Was arrested. He was busted having sex with a horse.
Oh, God.
He gave a statement to a sergeant at Wharton County Sheriff's Office.
What a fun day at work for that
sergeant.
He waived
his rights, and he told of his late-night encounter with the horse.
I slipped it in trigger.
I put on some music.
He was whinnying and chewing on a sugar cube.
We talked it first. We watched some old Mr. Ed reruns.
I brought him an apple. I slipped off his horseshoes. No, I was like, you know what? Could you leave him on?
Mendoza explained, quote, I was trying to make the horse have a baby. I was thinking it would maybe have a horseman baby. He said, I ain't gonna lie, I blew a nut in the horse.
Oh my God.
Then I got off the bucket and put my clothes back
on. He stood on a bucket!
And left. He's apparently not a tall man.
5-gallon jug from Home Depot.
Horses are tall, though.
Jeez. How many guns does this asshole have, by the way? Hey, go get a gun, fucker. Jesus.
He said, I promise I haven't been back to the horse since that one time.
Okay. I mean,
he's got a rap sheet with a lot of variety of felony and misdemeanor charges. Mm. He finally pleaded guilty to public lewdness and criminal trespass. He was sentenced to 4 months
criminal
in jail.
Trespass upon an animal's asshole. Mm-hmm. What must these animals think of us? Think about our show. The horses that get fucked, the donkeys, the goddamn dolphins. Do you think the animals are like, it's like how we are with the Catholic Church. You're like, oh my God, they're fucking everybody. They're fucking us all. They're going to fuck a snake next. Don't let them fuck you. That's going to be the new thing. These animals are going to stay away from you. They're like, I don't want to go around humans. They're rapists.
They're fucking us.
Ugh.
The horse baby.
At first when you said that, I thought he was trying to make the horse have a baby. I thought the horse was going to give birth, and I thought he was sticking his wang in there to stimulate
the
horse baby to come out.
The horse's breech, and he's trying to poke it so it spins around.
Oh, my God. Ever tell you that one time I used to remember when I used to host that kid show?
One time I was fucking a horse.
Yeah, that one time I was banging Trigger. I hosted that kid show in Chicago.
Yeah, Up and Running.
Okay. Then we were covering the county fair one time, and we were supposed to cover the birth of a calf. And it was, I mean, listen, we got there, all of a sudden this guy is backing his truck out, and he's getting some chains out, and he's hooking up chains to a trailer hitch, and he puts them right next to the cow's vagina. And I was like, hey, what's up with that? And he was like, well, as soon as the feet show up out of the cow's
vagina
slit. That's a bad way to say that. I'm not a doc, okay? They chain the calf's feet. They put chains on the calf's feet.
And pull it out?
Pull it out. Oh, my God. Horrible. Humans are so gentle.
Wow.
Do you imagine?
Is that because it was breech?
I don't know. You know what? I didn't ask why. To me, that was so horrific. I went over to my producer, and I was like, do you know what is about to fucking happen? They're white balancing a camera. They're getting the shot all set up. I was like, do you realize they are going to pull a cow out of another cow with a fucking truck? And then we were covering these fucking contest for these rabbits. You enter your rabbit in the county fair contest, and you know what you won? If your rabbit won, you got a butcher would pay you top dollar for its fucking hide and butcher it. Right there. I remember interviewing right these kids, and I was like, what happens to your bunny? He's like, well, if we win, we get to sell it for the meat. I was like, oh, God. I was like,
guy walks up, snap.
Oh, like, I don't know what happens. Oh.
Fluffy. Yeah, those county fairs can be a little rough.
We are also insulated from real life and how, like, meat gets to where it's supposed to be and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm honestly, I'm a hypocrite. I can't fucking handle it, and I don't want to hear about it.
So well, you're a vegetarian.
I am, you know. I'm the evil carnivore. Yeah, you are.
Excellent.
Send the drones. Get him in Guantanamo. Well,
that's all we got time for on this crab diving podcast.
Yep. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Tune in to all of our bullshit everywhere, but you know the drill by now. And we will talk to you next time.
Go fuck yourself.
Peace out.